Amen. Well, last time we were together last week, we considered the detail of a man who came to the Lord and was healed in the Old Testament.
上一周呢，我们讲到了一个在旧约啊，来到主面前，凭着信心，最后得医治的一个人。
His name was Naaman.
他的名字叫乃曼。
And he was an interesting man. He had been told that by the girl who worked in his house, he was told that there was a prophet in Israel who could heal him of his leprosy.
所以他在他家工作的一个小女孩告诉他，哦，在以色列的先知呢，能够医治他的大麻风。
And if you had spoken to him shortly after that, he would say, you know, I believe in that God.
那在这之后的这个乃曼呢就说我相信这个神。
He put together a large amount of money, probably $5 million more or less, and he went on a long journey because he believed in that God.
那他相信了之后呢，他就准备了很多东西，甚至准备的财物价值今天有差不多500万美金。然后呢，他带上许多的东西，然后就要去拜见先知。
Now we, from a New Testament perspective, we basically say that the way in which you get your sins forgiven, the way in which you get to know God, is to believe in God.
我们今天新约我们就知道，哦，原来我们得着神的祝福啊，是借着信心的，是我们相信的。
But sometimes the question is, what is precisely meant by believing in God?
那我们有的时候会说，哎，相信神到底意味着什么？这个准确的意思是什么？
So this man, was a powerful man, and he basically said, I believe in God, and I will go to him.My way, and he will heal me of my leprosy.
然后这个人呢说，哎，我愿意，按照我的方式来接近神，我也相信呢，他最后会医治我的大麻风，这个乃曼。
And God basically said to him, No, if you believe in me, you're going to have to come to me my way, not your way.
但是神呢，最后却说呢，哎，你要相信我。总是要以我的方式，以神的方式来相信，来接近，而不是乃曼自己的方式。
And following the logic that we were talking about last week, he basically said, I've got my way, I know better than your way, God, I will come to you my way, you can just heal me of my leprosy.
所以我们上一周查考的内容就让我们知道，乃曼其实有他自己的一套，他认为我要接近神，我要信他呢，我要用我的方式，你要按我的方式。
His basic logic was, I'm a powerful man, I'm a strong man, I've got all kinds of people who do whatever I tell them, I'm a general in the army, and I'll come to God, God's way, I've got lots of money for him, and I'll take some time, I'll do it my way.
所以他其实就在说呢，我是非常有势力的人，我有权力的人，我是一个军队的将军啊，所以我可以带着很多钱到神面前，用我的方式，不按神的方式。
And it took a long time and many events that we covered last week for him finally to get to the point where he said, I believe God enough to come to him his way, not my way.
所以上周我们讲到了很多细节啊，最终呢，在很多事情发生之后，他说，哎，我愿意。按照神的方式啊，不是按我的方式来信。
In that sense, it's hard for a powerful man, a strong man, to become a Christian, but it's easy for little children. The Lord Jesus said, except you repent and become as a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以对于一个非常有权势的元帅来说呢，这个是很难的。但是对于小孩子呢，就容易。所以这就是为什么耶稣说，你若不悔改，回转成孩子的样式，你断不能进天国。
Now there's a man in the New Testament who came to Jesus, And he had many of the similar approaches as this powerful man. And tonight we want to consider him.
那今天呢，我们看新约的另外一个人呢，他也有许多的影响力啊。那就像乃曼一样啊，在新约里，我们一个人物，他得救了。
His name is Nicodemus. We read about him in John chapter 3.
那他的名字呢，叫尼哥底母。我们是在约翰福音的第三章读到了他。
So if you have a Bible, please turn with me to John chapter 3, and we'll learn some lessons, similar lessons to what we learned last week.
那我们看约翰福音的三章，我们今天会读到这个故事呢。得到的一些教导会和上一周的乃曼的故事呢很像。
So verse 1 reads, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
约翰福音三章一节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”
And so he's an interesting man. He's somewhat like Naaman. He's a big man. He's a powerful man.
所以他是跟乃曼很像啊，他是个。有权力的人，有影响力的人。
His name is Nicodemus. It probably means that he was over the people. He's at the top. They're not at the top. He's over them.
所以他是在人民之上啊，他的名字叫尼哥底母啊，是一个官员。
And he was a ruler of the Jews. In the sense, we'll find out that he was a university professor, if you like.And he taught religion in the university schools.
那他同样呢是教师啊，是教导人宗教的，关于犹太人的啊。他当然他也是个犹太人的官。
Nicodemus had a problem. Sorry, but Naaman had a problem, and that was he was powerful, and he couldn't see that he needed God other than just a.Save him. He said, I don't need to go God's way.
那你乃曼呢他虽然有权势但是呢他却想呢我不想要用神的方式来亲近神我想用自己的方式。
Nicodemus was similar, but probably his major problem was that he figured he was pretty smart. And his intelligence was such that all he had to do was think and he'd figure out God.
那尼哥底母也是一样啊，那他非常聪明啊，那他也觉得他有他自己的方式可以来到神面前。
Many people are like that today. You've probably met some, and they basically say, "I'll come to God when I can understand Him. I'll figure Him out. I'm pretty smart. Everything will be fine."
今天有很多这样的人，他们说，哎，我可以自己明白啊，那我要用自己的理解来看神。所以没有问题，只要我能明白的，这就对了。
So Nicodemus is very smart in this regard. Verse 2 says, he said to Jesus, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do, except God be with him.
所以尼哥底母很聪明，至少他看见了在第二节，耶稣行的神迹呢，是从神来的，若没有神呢，无人能行。
That is very intelligent, and frankly, it is the only conclusion that can be reached.
这是非常有智慧的。当然，这也是唯一能够得出的最后的结论。当你看见耶稣的神迹的时候。
So people say, I wonder about Jesus, and a lot of them say, well, I'm just not sure about him. Nicodemus said, well, I'm sure.
那很多人看见耶稣在那个时代呢说哎呀我们不知道他到底是怎么来的哪里来的尼哥底母说我知道。
He said, nobody can do the miracles he does except God was with him.
因为他说呢他所做的耶稣所做的 如果神不与他同在是不可能的。
Now in our day, many people say, well, I'm not that sure about God, and their argument is that he may not have done those miracles. How do we know? It was written so long ago, we don't know, and therefore they shrug their shoulders and they don't pay attention.
那今天的人呢，悖逆在呢，他说，哎呀，我怎么凭什么知道这些神迹是真的呢？怎么可能耸耸肩呢，就不睬了。
Nicodemus wasn't that foolish. He knew the facts. He knew that the miracles were done, and he knew that only God could do them.
那尼哥底母聪明在呢，他知道这个事实，他也相信，他也知道这些神迹的，如果没有神，人做不出来。
And so we have many reasons for believing that Jesus was the Son of God, he came from God, and the miracles are there. One of the reasons we believe the miracles is that nowhere in literature do we run across at the time of the Lord Jesus a non-supernatural Jesus.
我们在那个时代You mean non-supernatural?
There's no record of an ordinary Jesus. No record of a man who was just an ordinary man.
Okay. 那我们怎么知道那个时代记述的耶稣这些神迹都是真的呢？因为我们今天读到的其他的文献资料没有一个讲到耶稣是个普通人的这么样的一个记述，没有的。
Many people say Jesus lived, but it was only after he lived and died that people said he was a miracle worker.
那有甚至有人相信呢，说耶稣是活过，但是呢是活在记载圣经记载他行很多神迹的之后的时代。
But every resource we have in the Bible and many resources outside the Bible written at the time of the Bible, none of them speak of an ordinary Jesus. They all speak of a supernatural Jesus.
如果我们回到圣经以及回到圣经时代同时代的其他的文献，所有这些记载但凡讲到耶稣都是在讲一个超自然能力，有超自然能力的耶稣啊，都不是一个普通人的耶稣。
Now some of those contemporary writers didn't believe in Jesus, and they would simply say he was reputed to have done miracles, but they all mention the fact that he had at least a reputation of being a miracle worker when he was alive.
今天世代的现代的这些学者呢，有的不愿意接受呢，只是他不愿意接受啊，因为他们不能否认呢，在那个时代耶稣时代的文献呢都指向耶稣他是一个行神迹的人。
And the other argument is that the witness of the four gospelers, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, their witness is sufficiently clear that from a judicial and a legal point of view, their witness is true. You can't prove it otherwise.
那同样的四个福音书，马太、马可、路加、约翰，从四个角度也完整的给出了非常强有力的，甚至从法律上也非常无可辩驳的这样的结论，就是耶稣是行神迹，是真实的。
So this Nicodemus had it right. And he simply said to Jesus, we know that you're a teacher come from God.
所以尼哥底母看得对，他说我知道你是从神那来的。
Now the question is, were his sins forgiven at that point?
那问题是尼哥底母说这话的时候，他的罪得赦免了吗？
Was he accepted by God at that point?
在那个点他被神悦纳了吗？接受了吗？
And the amazing thing is, verse 3, Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, I say unto you, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Was Nicodemus born again?
那尼哥底母有没有重生呢？
No.
还没有。
Would Nicodemus see the kingdom of God? No.
尼哥底母能进神的国吗？那个时候还不能。
Did Nicodemus believe that Jesus was a teacher come from God?
那尼哥底母有没有相信耶稣是从神来那里来的教师呢？
Yeah.
当然，他相信。
Did Nicodemus agree with everything Jesus said?
尼哥底母有没有同意耶稣所说的一切呢？
No.
还没有。
Big problem, Nicodemus.
这里有个大麻烦了，尼哥底母。
The Lord Jesus said, Nicodemus, you have to be born again. Verse 4. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born again? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
耶稣第三节说，尼哥底母，你要重生啊，否则就不能见神的国。第四节，尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Nicodemus said, Jesus, I believe that you're from God, but actually, I'm pretty smart too. And you tell me I've got to be born again, and frankly, I don't know how. Because I don't know how, I won't believe you.
所以尼哥底母说，那我也相信你，但是呢，你告诉我要重生，我也不知道怎么做，所以我不知道怎么做呢，所以我没法相信你。
So there are a lot of people who say, yes, I believe in Jesus, but...
很多人会这么说，哎，我相信耶稣，但是...
But that's not what Jesus needs. Jesus wants us to say, I believe in you.And that's what I believe. I believe you, and I believe everything you say.
这不是耶稣想让我们有的态度。耶稣想让我们有的就是我们相信神，相信耶稣，相信耶稣所说的一切。
And Jesus in his mercy says, all right, Nicodemus, I will try to explain some things to you. I think Nicodemus said, that's really good.I'm an intellectual, you go ahead and explain it, and if I agree with you, that's good.
所以耶稣说，那我来跟你解释，那尼哥底母也很高兴，说那我是一个学者嘛，那我也很高兴你给我解释。
And so in verses 5 and 6, we read, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit.He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
三章五节，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
And Nicodemus basically says, I understand what it is to be born of the flesh because I was born, and he probably had some children of his own.But to be born of the Spirit, he didn't understand that.
那尼哥底母说，那肉身生我能明白啊，我自己就是这么生的，那也许我还有自己的孩子。那问题是呢，从灵生我就不能明白。
And so he goes on, Jesus goes on in verses 7 and 8 and says, Don't marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof,Thou canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
第七节耶稣继续说，我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇，风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去，凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Many people say it's kind of hard to understand what being born again is because you see, I can't see it, I can't feel it, I can't touch it. I couldn't believe it.
很多人说重生我实在太难理解了，很难解释啊，我看不见摸不着，我怎么知道这事是真的呢？
That's what belief is, isn't it?Belief is believing something that you cannot explain.
那回到根本上呢，信心就是这样的一个道理啊，就是你相信的是你并非眼所见的。
That's what the Bible is all about. It's written by a God who's from heaven, and we cannot explain him because he's a whole lot bigger than we are.
那神的话写在圣经里，就是一个很好的。证据啊，就是 他比我们大得多，我们并不全都明白所有这些话。
He comes from a realm that we do not understand.
他来的领域呢，就是他所在的空间呢，是我们不能理解的。
And so the whole success of the Christian life, the whole access to being born again and the Christian life is we believe what we cannot fully explain.
所以我们常常相信的真理呢，是我们不能完全解释明白的。
He gives the example of the wind.
所以耶稣在这里用风来做了一个比方，做了一个例子。
Do you believe in the wind?
你相信风吗？
Yep.
相信。
I believe in the wind.
我相信有风。
For 4 hours last night, I didn't have any power in my house. The wind blew the electricity off.
昨天晚上本地刮大风，他的地方断电断了4个小时。
Now, it's hard to understand exactly how the wind blows.
那怎么风是怎么起的，我们真是不能理解。
If you're a meteorologist, you might be able to say, well, you can pretty much tell where the jet stream goes. It starts in the north, goes down to the south, back up to the north again.
那你如果是个气象学家呢，你大概能够描述风从哪里吹到哪里啊，是北风南风啊，多强你大概能描述。
And in a very general way, in a macro sense, you can explain the wind.
所以以一个比较笼统的宏观的角度啊，你可以解释。
But sometimes I look out the window and I see a little whirlwind going and the leaves going round and round and round.
那有的时候呢，我看窗外会看一个小小的这个旋风啊，会把这个树叶子卷成一个漩涡。
And I say, well, that's pretty nice. I'm going to go out and catch that.
那我觉得这个很好，所以我想过去把这个风给抓住。
But that little whirlwind moves around and then it stops. And then it goes over here and then it stops again. And there's absolutely no way you can tell where it's going to be and where it's going to be next.
但是当他想去抓住它的时候呢，这个风就小旋风呢，一下就刮到其他地方。一下又停了，一下又在另外一个地方又起来了，完全不可预测，也完全不可捕捉。
Does God know where it's going to go?
那神知不知道他要往哪去呢？这些风。
Yep.
神当然知道。
Do I know where it's going to go? No.
我知不知道呢？我不知道。
Now that's what it's like to come to Jesus. We've got to say, I'm going to use my mind, but my mind is not smart enough to understand all about God.
那这就是关于耶稣的事，神的事就是这样。我可以用我的理性，但是呢，我的理性并不能保证我全都能明白关乎神的事。
All right, verse 9 says, Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be?
所以第九节，尼哥底母问耶稣说，怎能有这事呢？
And you say to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, quit trying to figure out God, he's bigger than you. He's smarter than you.
所以我们跟尼哥底母说，停了，不要再去想把神全都理解明白，他比你大，他比你聪明得多。
And you'll meet some people who say, I'll believe in God when I can figure him out.
很多人会说，我除非我能把神全都搞明白，我不相信他。
And forget it, you'll never get there. You're not smart enough to figure God out.
你不要尝试这么做，你不可能有足够的聪明把神全都能搞明白。
But you are smart enough to believe him.
但可以，你有足够的聪明和智慧啊，去相信他。
So, verse number 10, Jesus answered and said unto him, Nicodemus, are you a master of Israel and you don't know these things?
所以耶稣在第十节回答说，你是以色列人的先生还不明白这事吗？
Nicodemus was a theology professor at the university.
那尼哥底母在当时的大学啊，他是教这种神学的，他是一个非常
Nicodemus taught people the Old Testament. He probably could quote much of the Old Testament verbatim, just perfectly accurately.
那他是教神学，所以他对旧约圣经会非常熟悉，他甚至可以准确大段的引用旧约圣经。
Now frankly, if Nicodemus couldn't understand it, you and I can't understand it, and the people we preach the gospel to, they won't be able to understand it either.
所以如果这样的一个老师他都不能明白，那你我就更不能明白。我们去把福音讲的人的那个叫听的人呢，他们也不会明白。
What could they understand?
那他们能明白什么？
They could understand that Jesus did miracles that no one could do except God was with him.
那他们能明白耶稣所行的神迹，若不是神与他同在，无人能行。
That's easy to understand. Take that as a fact.
那这个是非常好理解，你把这当做一个事实。
And take everything else Jesus says as fact, because no one could do what Jesus did except God was with him. Therefore, God is with him in all that he does.
那同样的道理，耶稣所说的其他一切话，我们也要当作事实来接受。因为若不是神与他同在，他所做的没有人能做。所以神跟他在一起，我们就要相信他说的话。
Verse 11, Jesus said to Nicodemus, Verily, verily, I say to thee, we speak that we know, and we testify what we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
11节，我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
So who's the we of that verse?
在这里的我们是指谁呢？
Well, it's first of all Jesus.
当然包括耶稣。
Jesus said, I'm speaking the truth, and you won't listen to me. You can see the miracles. You know that I'm from God. Why don't you listen?
所以耶稣说呢，我说的都是真理，但你们就是不愿意接受。我是从神那里来的，你们却不听。
But then Jesus said, I'm not the only one who's saying this. We speak what we know. So who's the other people in the we?
那这里有一个复数啊，他并不是在说一个人我，他说我们。那除了耶稣是这么说的，我们其他的还包括谁呢？
Answer, all the disciples.
答案呢？所有的门徒。
Jesus said, I'm telling you what is true because I've been there. We'll get to that in a minute. The disciples said, we believe it because we see what he does.
那耶稣是他就是在天上然后再下来的，所以他的见证是真的。那耶稣的手下的门徒呢？他们是见证过耶稣所行的，所以他们所说的也是真的。
These are the very simple arguments again. Jesus did it. It's obvious he did it. It's obvious he did it under the power of the Spirit of God. Therefore, listen to him and believe him regardless of what he says.
所以耶稣所行的是因着圣灵所来带领的，给他的能力所行的，所以听他无论我们所见的是什么，我们所怀疑的是什么，我们就都听他就好了。
Here's his simple logic in verses 12 and 13. He says, if I've told you earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven.
十二节，我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；我若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
He's saying, Nicodemus, you're going to have trouble. All you can see is what's on the earth. But I come from heaven, and I have been to heaven, and I am, in a sense, in heaven right now. Nicodemus, don't be surprised if you can't understand it all.
所以他对尼哥底母说，你不要意外如果你不能明白，因为我是从天上来的，那某种程度我还是在天上，所以你是在地上，你只能领受你所眼见的，所以你若不明白很正常。
What is the sign of a great man? What is the sign of a great man?
这个伟大的人他的神迹是什么呢？
Answer, he sees what he knows to be true. And then on the basis of that, he acts believing. that what he knows to be true must come true in the future.
Yes, sorry, I didn't get the point here.
Okay, the point is that if you're going to succeed in anything in life, you must take what you know to be true and act on it for the future.
Okay, 所以如果你在地上呢，你要有成功，你必须要相信你所信的，并按照这所信的去做，顺服这话语去做。
Of course, Jesus is going to say things you can't understand because he's talking about heaven and you and I've never been there. But he came down from heaven with a message. Don't be surprised if it's more complex than you can fully understand.
因为耶稣是从天上来的嘛，所以他给你的话语，自然是有些你是不能明白的，所以不要意外。所以当你听见这 不能明白的话语的时候，不要意外。
And then in verses 14 and 15, he gives an example from the Old Testament.
所以在14节和15节呢，他就给出了一个例子，从旧约里。
And it goes like this. He says, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
那摩西在旷野怎样取蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
And Nicodemus believed that because he taught that from the Bible all the time.
那尼哥底母相信这些，因为他就是从旧约，他就是旧约圣经的老师嘛，从里面出来的。
But the problem is that story is not really scientific.
那问题是这个故事呢，并不是今天的科学能够解释的。
Many people today say, I believe in science. And if science proves what the Bible says, then that's, I'm happy. But I believe in science. You can't expect me to believe something that's not scientific.
那有的人说呢，我相信科学，如果今天的科学不能解释的事呢，你就不能让我信。
And the story is that these people in this particular story, Numbers 21, the people in this story were bitten by snakes. And God said to them, listen, you can be cured of your snake bite if you look at this bronze brass snake on a pole. You look at that and you'll live.
那民数记的这个故事呢，摩西举蛇的这个故事，我们都知道呢，以色列人被蛇咬了。 然后神告诉他们医治的方法呢，就是去抬头看看摩西在杆上所挂的那条铜蛇，看了就得医治了。
And Nicodemus and the people like him, the scientists today say, I'm not that stupid. That's not how you cure snake bite.
那今天的科学家会说，那我没有那么蠢，我不会去这么做，因为这个你不可能这样的方式去医治被蛇咬。
How could you possibly expect me to believe that you don't cure snake bite by looking at a snake, a brass snake on a pole? That's not the way you get rid of the venom.
那你不可能说你抬头看一下杆上的铜蛇，你身上的蛇毒就轻了。
But they didn't really understand the story.
问题是他们并不完全明白这故事。
And we don't have time to go into all the detail of Numbers 21, but you can read it there, the first several, 9 or 10 verses. But the story begins like this.
那我们今天没有足够的时间去把民数记21章的那个故事读完，它前面几节大概是这么讲的。
The people were sinners. They were complainers. They said, God, we don't like the way you're doing it.
那人们呢，那个时候的以色列人，他们是罪人，是悖逆的人。他们说：“我主啊，神呐，我不愿意按照你的方式来做这个事情。”
You be very careful to criticize God and tell him you don't like the way he's doing it.
所以我们要小心，不要用抱怨的方式来跟神说，我不喜欢你带领的方式。
They complained to God. They said, we don't like the way you do it, God. And so God said, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send some snakes to you, and they are going to bite you. And when they bite you, you will die.
所以神说呢，那既然你们如此悖逆啊，要抱怨，就差一些火蛇来。火蛇呢会咬，咬这些以色列人，他们就会死。
So here's the problem.
那现在是麻烦的。
The solution is not scientific.
那这样的解决方案呢，不是我们和我们今天的科学的。
The cause is not scientific either.
那问题是这个事情的源头也并不是我们今天科学能解释的。
Why would you demand a scientific solution if in fact the cause had nothing to do with science?
如果我们的源头原因也不是科学能解释，我们能指望怎么指望这个解决方案是科学能解释的呢？
Our problem is sin.
所以我们的麻烦是罪。
And you won't find the definition of sin in a test tube.
那你也不可能在任何的书上啊，其他的书上能够找到罪的定义。
Sin is not something that is simply analyzed by science.
所以今天的科学家不可能给你分析研究一下罪。
If the problem is because of God's intervention, then the solution would be by God's intervention.
如果源头是神介入，那解决方案也是要神介入。
How foolish to say, as Nicodemus tried to. I can't understand it, and therefore it doesn't make sense. It's not scientific.
所以如果我们就像尼哥底母的思维方式说，这不是我能理解的，我就很难信。所以像我们今天说不是科学能理解的，我们就不接受，这是很愚蠢的。
Even a little child can understand that.
即使一个小孩子也能够明白。
A little child is playing in the sandbox and somebody takes away his toy.
如果一个小孩子在沙地上玩，然后呢有人把他的玩具拿走了。
And then he gets mad and he gets a handful of sand and he puts it down the shirt of the boy who took the tie away.
然后他会拿一把沙子扔在那个孩子的鞋上然后 put and then took the toy away.
Took the toy away. The boy took the toy away from him. So he says, I don't like you. He pours sand down his shirt.
Okay.所以他把那个沙子呢会扔到那个抢他玩具的孩子的鞋子里。
And then mummy comes along. She says, Johnny, you don't do that. And she gets angry with Johnny.
然后妈妈会来会跟这个做这个事情的孩子说Johnny, 你不要这么做。
Now Johnny had a choice. Johnny could either be bad and put sand down the friend's back,Or he could be nice.
他有两个选择，他或者呢继续发脾气，把沙子扔到那个欺负他的孩子的鞋里，或者呢他选择平安平和的方式。
If he were bad, mommy would punish him.
如果他选择悖逆的方式呢，妈妈会惩罚他。
Good, mommy might even give him ice cream.
如果他选择平和的方式呢，妈妈甚至会奖赏他一个冰激凌。
That's not scientific, but that's life.
这个不是科学啊！你看，这就是生活嘛。
There's a God in heaven, Nicodemus. You can't understand him, but he says, I will intervene in the affairs of life.
所以天上有位神，尼哥底母可能不明白，但是神有的是能力和权柄来干预我们的生活。
Here's the conclusion of our story, verse 16.
这是我们的结论啊，在三章的十六节。
God loved the world like you, Nicodemus.
神爱世人啊，就像你，像尼哥底母一样。
So much so that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Nicodemus, it's not your responsibility to understand it. You can't understand the actions of God, but you must believe that what he says is right.
所以尼哥底母不是你的需要 需要必须要去理解啊，你要要的就是相信啊，按照他的话做就好。
Nicodemus, if you believe me, if you agree with me, if you do it my way, then you will have eternal life. And if you don't, you won't.
啊，所以尼哥底母，你如果相信我，按我的话做，你就会有永生。如果不呢，就没有。
Well, those are two stories. The story of the powerful man, Naaman, who said, I'll do it my way.
啊，所以有两个故事，有一个呢，是一个很强有强权的叫乃曼的将军他的故事。
And the story of the smart man who said, when I figure it all out, then I'll do it.
还有一个呢是很聪明的就是尼哥底母他觉得我要想得明白我就相信。
But the wise man simply says, I believe Jesus. Of course I've got to believe Jesus. He's the only one who could do the miracles that he did. God is with him. I believe Jesus. I agree with what Jesus says.
所以聪明真正有智慧的是说我就是相信耶稣因为若 他的神迹若没有神同在无人能行我就是选择相信。
All right, well, sorry, our time is gone. We'll have some more, Lord willing, next week, 6 o'clock in Vancouver time.
啊，那我们时间的原因呢，我们今天会先停在这儿。下一周呢，我们温哥华的时间，周六的晚上六点，我们再开始。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，但是您是神呢。
We thank you that you love us. In spite of the fact we can't understand everything, we know one thing. Jesus Christ is from God and we must obey him and we choose to agree with him and we choose to do so now.
主啊，我们要谢谢您啊，因为耶稣基督是神，我选择相信他，也选择这么做，现在就这么做。
Lord, may each of us say, I don't want power, strength, or my intelligence to get in the way between me and the blessings of God.
主啊，我们要说不要让我的权力，不要让我所谓的智慧，我想要理解的心拦在我跟你之间，我要的就是坚决信靠你。
We give thanks now and pray your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩，也求您的祝福，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Thank you.